The Minister for Housing himself said that this housing sale will come up, and I quote, with rapid responses from all angles and unlocking housing delivery via targeted team of experts. Tánaiste, does the Housing Minister not realise that that's his job that he's describing? That's his actual job. It's farcical stuff. The Taoiseach lectures the opposition that this whopping €430,000 won't cost the public any additional money. He says because the government's preferred candidate, Brendan McDonagh, is already receiving the salary as the head of NAMA. But the Taoiseach's claim that the public won't cough up for this gold-plated salary appears not to be true. Because this morning it's come to light that following the winding down of NAMA, which is happening this year, McDonagh's due to return to his role in the NTMA at a significantly reduced salary. So the taxpayer will foot the bill for this madcap salary. Isn't that not the truth, Tánaiste? There has been much speculation as well that Fine Gael aren't happy. The media has been briefed of rows at Cabinet. Fine Gael backbenchers are apparently up in arms that you yourself were blindsided by this bonkers decision and the process that was involved. Now come off the stage, Tánaiste. There's no blindsiding going on here. This appointment and the name of Brendan McDonagh has been flagged as the lead candidate for nearly 2 months now in the national media. So either you were very much on board or you were asleep at the wheel. So which one was it? Were you just oblivious to everything that's been written and been said for the last 6 weeks? Or is this really just an attempt by Fine Gael to dress this up as a Fianna Fáil solo run and a PR job because you recognise there's a public backlash in relation to this? Ordinary people are shaking their heads, they're sick to their stomach in disbelief. This is happening at a time when so many are finding it difficult to make ends meet, hit by rip-off bill after rip-off bill, at a time when working people, when our young people are struggling to find a home or keep a roof over their heads, and it's a real slap in the face for them. And it's also not lost on anybody that this is happening on this day, International Workers' Day, when your government is breaking its election promises on increasing the minimum wage to the living wage and rowing back on your pledge to increase paid sick days for workers. Tánaiste, I know the Cabinet Subcommittee on Housing is meeting today on this embarrassing idea to have a job share for the Housing Minister. So are you going to come to your senses? Are you going to call stop on this absurd idea to pay someone hundreds of thousands of euro to do what is the job of the Housing Minister, which he's already well paid for? Because if this idea goes ahead, and if you think that you've seen a backlash now, Tánaiste, well, get ready, because you haven't seen anything yet.
Thanks, Deputy. Tánaiste.
Well, thanks very much to Deputy Doherty for raising this important issue, because I think we all agree that housing is the most important issue, and there is a housing emergency in this country, and there's an onus on all of us to come forward with ideas and policies to try and make real and meaningful progress for people in the country, and I hope we're at least united in relation to this. And of course, this government has taken a number of steps since coming to office only months ago in relation to housing, including publishing an implementation plan for the Planning and Development Act, including publishing draft legislation in terms of the short-term letting and the regulating of that sector, bringing forward proposals in relation to exempted development and how you can make it easier for people who want to construct developments, particularly on their own land and in their own gardens, and indeed having a new housing plan by the summer recess, and indeed the Cabinet Committee on Housing will meet on that issue today. We've also published the new National Planning Framework, Las Cian Corla, which has been before this House this week, and indeed the other House, which is absolutely key in ensuring that we have enough zoned land right across our country to build homes. But let's be very clear, we all know that when it comes to the building of homes for our people and getting people out of box rooms, that one of the key barriers people are finding in relation to construction is silos. That there's a site here, but there mightn't be a water connection, there mightn't be a wastewater connection, there might be an ESB challenge, there might be a blockage here or there. And when we set up the Housing Commission in the last government, it itself recognised this, and it itself called for structures to be put in place. It talked about a housing delivery oversight executive office to bring in expertise, to bring in people from different utility companies to say, how are we going to unblock that site and get that built more quickly? And in fact, to be honest, you yourself are in favour of that idea. And that's why I'm a little bit surprised at your opposition to the idea of setting up this office, because on page 98 of the Sinn Féin housing plan, you don't talk about job shares or anything else. You talk about setting up a housing delivery oversight executive to bring forward exactly what we now want to do as well. You talk about bringing forward it ultimately on a statutory basis, and I'd be happy to talk to you about that. But you do talk about setting it up in the first instance.
Go on,
you do talk about it in the first instance.
Where's the housing, sorry?
Sorry, Las Cian Corla. You will. No, sorry. Well, there's no housing czar for us either. You will talk about. You talk about this. You talk about. No, no. Hang on a second. I love the way you love to laugh and joke about the issue of housing. You yourself proposed in the general election that if you got elected to government, and thank God we were spared that, if you got elected to government, you would establish a new office to bring forward all of the different structures to break down silos. That's what you proposed. The Housing Commission proposed that, and you know what? So did the government. And when we got together after the election and formed our programme for government, we said we'd take on board what seemed like a sensible idea. Bring in and second people, bring in expertise, and try to get home building accelerated. That is a good idea. And on Tuesday, at the Cabinet, we agreed to establish that office. Something very similar to you yourself wanted on page 98. That is the only decision we have made. We haven't made any decisions in relation to personnel or pay. No decisions at all. And let me say this, process matters in relation to all of those issues. And we will continue to engage as a government, now that we've made the decision on establishing the new office, on how best to staff that office. And the overriding objective won't be personality. The overriding objective will be getting the job done, making sure that people who live in the box rooms, their mums and dads' homes, can move out and get their own home. And we're taking on board good suggestions from the Housing Commission. Heaven forbid, we might even be taking on board a reasonably good suggestion from yourself in terms of actually trying to establish a unit just like this. And I'm quite surprised that you seem to be so against it today.
That is right.
Honestly, who are you trying to fool? Seriously, like, you just stood up there and barefaced say, there's no housing czar in our plan. Is that what you're trying to say? Do you know what your housing minister went on RTE yesterday? Was it Radio 1 and News at 1 and said, Brendan McDonagh is our preferred candidate? You talked about, oh, there's no candidates, they're not. The idea that there's not been conversations with Brendan McDonagh is absolutely nonsense. The idea that you didn't know about, did you not read the Sunday Business Post 6 weeks ago when Brendan McDonagh's name was? Or what about Jack Hawkins-Jones' piece but a month ago? Like, the idea that you're blindsided in relation to this here is just nonsense. You are proposing a housing czar. You are proposing a salary of €430,000. That's what was on the table, on the cards here. There's Minister James Lawless was talking, a minister at the Cabinet was talking in Kildare this morning, talking about, yes, it's a big salary. This is understood, and yet you're trying to backtrack now in relation to a public outlash in relation to this here. So I put it to you, a housing czar is a daft idea because it is the housing minister should be doing that job in the first instance. But I put it to you, what salary are you willing to accept to pay this housing czar? What salary do you believe
Thank
is
you,
appropriate?
Deputy.
Is it 300,000? Is it 350? Is it 400,000? Is it 430? Minister, can you please give clarity to the Irish people in relation to
Thank
your
you,
thinking
Deputy.
In relation to this? Or will you just wait to see what way the wind blows and then decide to go with it and pretend you were never on board in the first instance?
Well, no, I'm very on board for setting up a housing activation office, and I thought you were too. Page 98 of your own plan. Break down the silos. Page 98, it's there for all to see. Break down silos, bring in expertise. I'm not sure whether you read the policies or not, but that's what you all ran in the election on. You all ran in the election and you said, you ran in the election and you said that you wanted to establish an office to bring together people to break down silos in relation to housing. That's what we're doing. It wasn't your idea, it wasn't our idea. It was a good idea that came from the Housing Commission. And we're trying to act on that. And the Minister was quite right this week to bring forward a proposal to the Cabinet to move that forward. The only decision the Government of Ireland took this week was in relation to that. Now that the Government of Ireland has done that, we will now decide how best to populate the office. Process matters. I want to understand the process that's followed in relation to key personnel. And then we will address all of those matters and put this together. That is the appropriate way. That is the appropriate way. Of course, people who do a job will be paid a salary. But this isn't about personalities. In the first instance, this is getting things right. And speculation in the media is not how we do things in relation to government. We bring forward proposals, we tease them through, we consider them, and that's exactly what we will do. That's exactly what we will do in the hours ahead, in the days ahead, and we will get this right. But a housing activation office to break down silos is important, and getting the right people in place is also important.
Thank you.